You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today, the House of Representatives will take up the $700 billion financial plan that the Senate passed late last night. And all week, we've heard politicians and economists worry about not only what's happening right now on Wall Street and the markets, but more importantly, describing what they say will happen if no action is taken. And that's an all-out credit freeze. But if you ask some people, the freeze is all too real already. Yesterday, Toyota, Ford, and Chrysler announced their U.S. sales dropped more than 30% last month. Joining us now is Roosevelt Watt from Daglish Cadillac Oldsmobile in Detroit, a top car salesman for 30 years. Good morning, Roosevelt. And have you ever seen a market quite like this one?
It's been tough. No, I haven't.
And so are your customers able to get credit?
Well, it's yes, they have for, you know, a few, but it seems as though that now it's beginning to open up a little bit now that we're going to be restored back to where we came from.
You mean because you think Capitol Hill will take action?
Yes, and the economy is opening up, gas prices is coming down, and interest rates is also coming down now. We're noticing, and so things is getting a little better now.
But in the past couple of weeks or so, I mean, have you been selling any cars? Have people been walking off the lot?
Well, it's been a storm in the car business. You know, you would say things have been a little tough. We just riding out the storm, and the storm is about to pass over. But it's been a little tough. But, you know, things getting better now, though.
You sound like you're yearning to be hopeful, but you're not sure.
Well, after last night, they passing this bill, you know, mm-hmm. this bailout plan, this is going to help the economy tremendously.
Okay, and, one optimistic salesman there in Detroit, Roosevelt Watt. Thanks for joining us.